any height into the air, and the story couldn't have been. He would have proved, by map and compass, that there was no such kingdom as the delightful kingdom of Khazgar, on the frontiers of Tartary. He would have caused that hypocritical young prig Harry to make an experiment, with the aid of a temporary building in the garden and a dummy, demonstrating that you couldn't let a choked hunchback down an eastern chimney with a cord and leave him upright on the hearth to terrify the Sultan's purveyor. The golden sounds of the overture to the first metropolitan pantomime, I remember, were alloyed by Mr. Barlow. Click, click, ting, ting, bang, bang, wheedle, 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 bang. I recall the chilling air that ran across my frame and cooled my hot delight. As the thought occurred to me, this would never do for Mr. Barlow. After the curtain drew up, dreadful doubts of Mr. Barlow's considering the costumes of the nymphs of the nebula as being sufficiently opaque obtruded themselves on my enjoyment. In the clown, I perceived two persons. One, a fascinating, unaccountable creature of a hectic complexion, joyous in...